hockey on my mind this morning. You might think, well, as WSGW is a broadcast affiliate for the Detroit Red Wings on 790 AM, I've got Red Wings hockey on my mind. Well, I could, though with the Red Wings loss last night, you can officially stick the fork in the Red Wings because we are officially eliminated from the playoffs.
Well, we have someone else who's sticking a fork in everybody else.
The Saginaw Spirit I certainly could have on my mind.
Sure could.
Last night on 100.5 FM, another victory, 9 in a row, 1 point away from claiming a West Division title, head of the playoffs.
And their winningest season ever.
Yes, most wins ever. And perhaps, if things work out, as a top seed in the OHL, we'll have to wait and see how that plays out over the next several days. That's certainly a very exciting story, and we are looking forward to following the Spirit deep into the playoffs on 100.5 FM. But actually, on my mind this morning,
okay,
if I may, last night at the Saginaw Bay Ice Arena, the team my son Charlie's playing for, his first time year in hockey, the final game of the season, the Bantam 14 and under championship game. They had three Bantam teams that make up the 14 and unders at the Saginaw Bay Ice Arena. So they had a little, you know, tournament play to get to the championship game, and the team was playing in the championship game last night. And in the end, when the final horn sounded,
we are the champions, my friend.
Yeah, the boys did it.
They won it, eh? How about that?
They did.
That's a great feeling, isn't it?
Especially, I must say, for all the years that I've been involved on the inside in the baseball coaching, who knows what it takes and the time and effort to be able to be on the outside. It's been nothing more than the parent
enjoying it,
getting to the kids, the games and the practices, becoming part of the team, as all parents do, and we encourage and certainly hope that all parents do because of the investment that's made, that we can celebrate along. But it was fun just to see the kids have a chance to play in the game and do so well together. And as any parent knows, watching any sport that their child may be involved in, from where it all started with the first gathering and practices to where it ended up, and the improvements that you can see.
Yeah, it's nice when you can see that improvement. Yeah.
And not just in your own player, you know, all the players.
Right, right.
And the way that they start to play together, and especially if it ends up in a victory and you claim a championship. It just, it worked well. And I mean, come on, it's the first year. I mean, please. winning that district championship so we could play in the States, which was actually last weekend, which, well, we didn't do all that well, but it was fun being involved in that and traveling to a couple of tournaments and making new friends and having a chance to meet some of the people that actually are listeners.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
That's always fun. And for Charlie, or Charles as he's known on the team, last night he did actually score a goal in the championship game. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, again, as the first-year player, and certainly the other players are more talented and skilled in their level of skating, but he's found his ability to be able to get himself planted in front of the net and do what he's supposed to do there.
Chuck it in there.
Yeah, annoy the goaltender, and somebody took a shot. Goaltender made a nice save, but it rebounded off the pads, and there he was to stick the rebound right in.
He was alert.
Yeah.
Good.
But just a lot of fun. You can certainly see where there are some players who have that talent that you go, wow. A lot of them are very skilled and, as I said, really grew throughout the season. And just a lot of fun to be part of it. And, man, what they do at the Saginaw Bay Ice Arena to shoehorn all the games, not just for what I'm talking about, but all the different house teams, the travel teams. The fact that you've got, Heritage, you've got FNV, you've got SVSU that plays there, adult leagues. I mean, this rink is just crazy.
Well, it's good that it's busy.
Oh.
That's what keeps businesses going, you know.
Kenny Benson, who runs the arena, does a marvelous job, and he just took over for the legend.
Westner?
Thank you, Dave Westner. Okay. I forget the legend's name. just this year. Although he still hangs around the rink.
I just
saw him the other day, so that's cool. That's cool, too. So once again, I'll give the shout-out, boys, to Joey and to David, who's Charlie's best friend, and how fun that was to have a season to be able to play with your best friend on the ice. And we had a lot of time to spend with our friends and neighbors. To Dylan, to Braden, to Hayden, to Chris, to Jason, to Sawyer, to Charles, to Ashton, to Mason, to William, to Max. And those coaches, Dale and John, the assistants, and head coach Craig, just thanks for such a marvelous way to have such a fun season on the ice, wherever the ice might have been.
A bunch of cool names on that team.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's newer age names, I guess you might say.
Do note that, especially that you start to associate with some of the youngsters. I find that even in baseball, too, that the names are contemporized.
Not so many Bills and Bobs and Jacks anymore, eh?
There's a few out there. Pat Johnston, the official photographer of the morning team show, is going to be helping me get a picture. I took a picture of the medal that the kids got with the championship note on the back of the medal. So,
right. And congratulations to you for teaching Charles everything that he knows.
Yeah.
That backyard hockey rink he's got.
Yeah,
there.
I know. Yeah, paid off. Yeah. Right, yeah.
And Charlie even learned how to play some tough defensive hockey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Draw some blood.
Charlie's got the wounds to show for it.
which, by the way, I need to remind listeners that the wound I suffered across my nose was, again, a high stick from, and this time I'll reference his name, his mom heard me talking about it the other day, and I only said a 14-year-old. It was Charlie's best friend, David, our neighbor, who was, we were playing one-on-one. And it was an accident, but he plays aggressively. But no, to all other people that I've run into that didn't know what happened and wondered what my wife did to me, no, I didn't do anything to upset her that she pasted me across the nose. It was hockey, okay? And I know everyone was just kidding when they told me that. But and by the way, that rink is officially done.
It is over.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
There's still some existing iciness, but it's just so.
So now it's time for the batting cage.
It is. Just have to get all the ice removed and the water drained and time to put. Well, in fact, the team is having an event tonight, a dinner and gathering one last time, to celebrate and everything. And I can't be there.
Oh, no.
Because I have a Saginaw Township South Little League Baseball commitment tonight. That season is ready to get underway, so at least I'll be back in my element as far as knowing what's going on. Mm-hmm. But as I said, it's a lot of fun.
Juggling all the sports.
Yeah, as all parents do. Mm-hmm. And as I found out from many parents who juggle it at a higher level than I am when it comes to kids who are involved in other sports activities and involved in
Think about having more than one.
Oh, boy. Right. Yeah. I don't know how parents do that. They do. That's, of course, when your schedule becomes your kid's schedule.
Because one parent goes one way, the other parent goes the other way with different kids. And
sometimes, Dave, they involve
sometimes
the grandparents.
Sometimes the grandparents get involved, yes.
Whatever is necessary. Well, again, congratulations to those litigators out of the Saginaw Bay Ice Arena, the 14
Good job.
Bantam champions from last night.
Very cool.